When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Imagine a towering edifice standing proudly along the shores of Lake Michigan. Its majestic facade reflecting the elegance and grandeur of a bygone era. This is the Congress Plaza Hotel, a historic landmark in the heart of Chicago, Illinois. Known for its stunning architecture, rich history, and whispered tales of the supernatural, the Congress Plaza Hotel stands as a testament to the enduring allure of both luxury and mystery. Tonight, we delve into the captivating story of the Congress Plaza Hotel, exploring the events that have shaped its legacy and the restless spirits said to haunt its opulent halls. The Congress Plaza Hotel was inaugurated in 1893. A grand addition to Chicago's skyline, built to host visitors of the World's Columbian Exposition, also known as the White City. Designed by the renowned architect Daniel Burnham, the hotel was envisioned as a symbol of architectural excellence and modern luxury. Burnham, a pivotal figure in the development of the Chicago School of Architecture, incorporated elements of Romanesque and Gothic Revival styles, resulting in a structure that exudes both strength and sophistication. The hotel's iconic dome, soaring high above the building, became a beacon of elegance, visible for miles around, and a defining feature of Chicago's architectural heritage. Constructed at the southern edge of Grant Park, the Congress Plaza Hotel was strategically positioned to cater to the influx of visitors attending the exposition. Its proximity to the exposition grounds made it an ideal location for dignitaries, businessmen, and tourists alike. The hotel's expansive lobby, adorned with intricate mosaics, grand staircases, and ornate chandeliers, set the tone for the lavish experiences that awaited its guests. Over the years, the Congress Plaza has undergone several renovations, each one preserving its historic charm, while incorporating modern amenities to meet the evolving needs of its clientele. Throughout its illustrious history, the Congress Plaza Hotel has hosted an array of notable guests, from presidents and celebrities to artists and dignitaries. Its walls have witnessed countless events, from grand balls and lavish dinners to important political meetings and cultural gatherings. The hotel's reputation for excellence and its commitment to providing unparalleled service have cemented its status as one of Chicago's premier hospitality destinations. However, beyond its reputation for luxury and historical significance, the Congress Plaza Hotel is equally renowned for the eerie tales that have emerged from its storied past. The haunting legends of the Congress Plaza Hotel are as rich and varied as its history. Visitors and staff members alike have reported numerous unexplained phenomena that add an air of mystery to the hotel's opulent setting. One of the most persistent legends involves the ghost of a woman named Grace. According to local lore, Grace was a former guest who met a tragic end within the hotel's walls. Her apparition is said to roam the hallways, her presence marked by the faint sound of piano, music, and the gentle clinking of glassware. Guests have reported seeing her ethereal figure gliding through the grand lobby and the ornate ballrooms, her sorrowful gaze leaving a lasting impression on those who encounter her spirit. Another chilling tale centers around the phantom bellhop, a spectral figure believed to assist guests long after his untimely death. The bellhop is said to appear in the service areas of the hotel, silently carrying luggage and attending to the needs of imaginary guests. His presence is often accompanied by sudden drops in temperature and unexplained footsteps echoing through the corridors. Some believe that the bellhop's restless spirit is a remnant of the hotel's bustling past, forever bound to the very place where he once served. The haunting of the Congress Plaza Hotel extends beyond individual apparitions. Many guests have experienced unexplained noises, such as the distant sound of laughter, the soft murmur of conversations, and the occasional creak of floorboards in areas that should be silent. These auditory phenomena contribute to the eerie atmosphere that permeates the hotel, blending seamlessly with the grandeur of its historic interiors. Visitors have also reported seeing fleeting shadows and unexplained movements in the peripheral vision, moments that leave them questioning whether they have truly experienced something supernatural. Paranormal investigators have long been intrigued by the stories surrounding the Congress Plaza Hotel, eager to uncover the truth behind its haunted reputation. Equipped with advanced technology, these investigators have conducted numerous explorations, documenting unexplained occurrences that challenge conventional understanding. Electromagnetic field, or EMF, detectors have registered unusual energy fluctuations in areas associated with reported ghost sightings, while infrared cameras have captured inexplicable cold spots that vanish upon closer inspection. Audio recordings from these investigations have picked up disembodied voices and the faint sounds of piano music, adding to the collection of evidence supporting the existence of paranormal activity. One notable investigation took place in the early 2000s, when a team of paranormal researchers spent several weeks surveying the Congress Plaza Hotel. Their findings included persistent EMF readings near the grand ballroom, audio recordings of ghostly whispers in the silent hours, and visual evidence of shadowy figures moving through the hotel's ornate corridors. The investigation concluded that the residual energy from the hotel's vibrant past had left a lingering presence, manifesting as ghostly apparitions and unexplained phenomena that continue to haunt the establishment to this day. Despite the compelling evidence presented by paranormal investigators, skeptics argue that the hauntings at the Congress Plaza Hotel can be attributed to psychological factors, environmental influences, and the power of suggestion. The hotel's age and architectural features provide ample opportunity for natural explanations. The rustling of curtains, the creaking of old wood, and the interplay of light and shadows can easily be mistaken for ghostly whispers and footsteps. Additionally, the emotional weight of the hotel's history may prime individuals to perceive and interpret ambiguous stimuli as supernatural encounters. Psychologists highlight the role of expectation and suggestion in ghost sightings. Knowing that the Congress Plaza Hotel is reputed to be haunted can influence visitors to be more attuned to signs of paranormal activity, even where none exist. The dim lighting combined with the hotel's expansive and often labyrinthine layout creates an environment where the mind is more likely to interpret shadows and noises as something otherworldly. Visitors and staff members alike may find themselves more susceptible to experiencing chills, seeing fleeting shadows, or hearing whispers simply because they are in an environment that encourages such perceptions. Environmental factors also play a significant role in the haunting experiences reported at the Congress Plaza Hotel. The building's age means that many of its systems are outdated, with pipes groaning, wood shifting, and metal expanding and contracting with temperature changes. These natural sounds can easily be mistaken for footsteps, doors slamming, or other unexplained noises, especially in the dimly lit and acoustically echoing environments of the hotel. Optical illusions, caused by the play of light and shadows within the building's many nooks and crannies, can result in ghostly apparitions that vanish upon closer inspection. Reflections in mirrors or glass surfaces combined with the hotel's ornate decor can create deceptive images that fuel the ghostly narratives. Moreover, the history of violence and suffering within the hotel's past creates a backdrop that primes individuals to expect and perceive paranormal activity. The emotional weight of the tragedies and the untold stories of those who once walked its halls leave a lasting imprint on the collective consciousness of those who hear the tales, making them more susceptible to interpreting ambiguous stimuli as evidence of the supernatural. The combination of historical trauma and environmental factors creates a perfect storm for the perpetuation of ghostly legends. Hoaxes and misinterpretations have also played a role in shaping the Congress Plaza Hotel's haunted reputation. Instances of deliberate fabrications, whether for personal notoriety or to attract attention and tourism, have muddied the waters of truth and fiction. In some cases, ordinary occurrences have been embellished or misunderstood, leading to exaggerated ghost stories that capture the public's imagination. The allure of a haunted hotel, combined with the rich history of the Congress Plaza, makes for a compelling narrative that is easy to embellish and retell. Stories may be altered over time, details added or omitted, creating a tapestry of legends that blend fact with fiction. The line between reality and myth becomes blurred, making it challenging to discern the true nature of the hotel's supernatural claims. One such instance involved a guest who claimed to have photographed the Ghost of Grace during a late-night stroll through the hotel's grand ballroom. Skeptics argue that the photograph was simply an optical illusion created by the interplay of light and shadow, coupled with the guest's expectations of seeing a ghostly apparition. Another example is a series of unexplained noises reported during a private event at the hotel. Investigators later discovered that some of the phenomena were orchestrated by event organizers, seeking to enhance the experience for guests. These instances highlight the potential for deception and the ease with which ordinary events can be misconstrued as supernatural occurrences. From a scientific perspective, many of the Congress Plaza Hotel's haunting claims can be debunked through rational explanations. Environmental factors such as drafts, settling structures, and acoustic anomalies can create sounds and sensations that are easily mistaken for paranormal activity. The building's original structure, despite restoration efforts, still bears the marks of its age. Pipes groan, wood shifts, and metal expands and contracts with temperature changes. These ordinary phenomena can be misinterpreted as ghostly whispers or footsteps, especially in the dimly lit and acoustically echoing environments of the hotel. Optical illusions caused by the play of light and shadows within the building's many nooks and crannies can result in ghostly apparitions that vanish upon closer inspection. reflections in mirrors or glass surfaces, combined with the hotel's ornate decor, can create deceptive images that fuel the ghostly narratives. Scientific explanations for the Congress Plaza Hotel's haunted reputation delve into the realms of psychology and environmental science. The phenomenon known as pareidolia, where the mind responds to a stimulus by perceiving a familiar pattern where none exists, can explain sightings of ghostly figures. In the vast and often dimly lit corridors of the Congress Plaza Hotel, the brain can interpret shadows and reflections as human forms, especially when primed by the institution's haunted lore. Additionally, infrasound, a type of sound wave that is below the frequency of human hearing, can cause feelings of unease, anxiety, and even visual hallucinations, contributing to the perception of ghostly activity. While these explanations may not diminish the personal experiences of those who believe they have encountered spirits, they offer a logical counterpoint to the supernatural interpretations. The human brain is wired to seek explanations and find meaning, especially in places steeped in history and emotion. The Congress Plaza Hotel, with its rich past and grand architecture, provides a perfect setting for the mind to conjure images of the past, blurring the lines between memory and imagination. Whether it's the sound of footsteps echoing in the empty halls or the sight of a fleeting shadow, the Congress Plaza Hotel's environment is primed for both awe-inspiring beauty and spine-chilling mystery. Despite the skepticism, the Congress Plaza Hotel's haunted reputation continues to thrive, fueled by its captivating history and the enduring allure of ghost stories. The interplay between history and myth creates a rich tapestry that keeps the institution's legacy alive and engaging for generations. Visitors to the Congress Plaza Hotel are not only stepping into a piece of Chicago's architectural history, but also into a realm where the past and the present coexist in a dance of mystery and wonder. The institution's ability to blend rich historical significance with captivating ghost stories creates an enduring legacy that continues to enchant and mystify all who encounter it. In popular culture, the Congress Plaza Hotel has cemented its status as a legendary haunted location. Films, television shows, and books have drawn inspiration from its dark history, weaving tales of horror and suspense that echo the real-life tragedies and mysteries that occurred within its walls. These portrayals amplify the hotel's eerie reputation, introducing its haunting legends to a wider audience, and ensuring that the story of the Congress Plaza Hotel continues to resonate through the ages. One notable example in popular culture is the 2010 horror film Haunted Grand, which dramatizes the ghostly encounters reported by guests and staff at the Congress Plaza Hotel. The film captures the essence of the unsolved mysteries, emphasizing the fear and uncertainty that enveloped the community in the aftermath of the reported hauntings. Such representations in media not only keep the Congress Plaza Hotel in the public consciousness, but also contribute to the ongoing fascination with its haunted reputation. Literature has also played a significant role in shaping the Congress Plaza Hotel's haunted image. Numerous books, both fiction and nonfiction, have been written about the hotel's history and supernatural occurrences. Works like Shadows of the Plaza by Emily Larson provide detailed accounts of the hauntings, the investigations, and the enduring mysteries that surround the site. These books delve into the lives of the individuals who once walked its halls, the tragedies that befell them, and the various theories that have emerged over the years, adding depth and complexity to the hotel's haunted reputation. The blending of historical facts with speculative narratives creates a rich tapestry of stories that keep the Congress Plaza Hotel alive in the collective imagination. The Congress Plaza Hotel also serves as a case study in the study of unsolved mysteries and their impact on communities. The unresolved nature of the hauntings and the historical significance associated with the site have left a lasting impression on Chicago, a city forever associated with architecture and innovation. The hotel stands as a monument to the past, a reminder of the lives lost and the questions that still linger. The intersection of history, mystery, and the supernatural creates a unique dynamic that continues to draw interest and inspire exploration. Paranormal enthusiasts and ghost hunters flock to the Congress Plaza Hotel, eager to experience firsthand the haunted reputation that precedes it. The hotel offers a unique opportunity to explore a site where history and legend converge, where the past seems to whisper through the corridors, and the present is tinged with an otherworldly presence. Each visitor brings their own energy and perspective, contributing to the ongoing narrative that makes the Congress Plaza Hotel a focal point for paranormal activity. The preservation and documentation of the Congress Plaza Hotel's haunting legends are ongoing efforts. Paranormal researchers continue to conduct investigations, seeking to capture evidence that can shed light on the hotel's mysterious phenomena. These efforts are complemented by historical research, as scholars delve into the records and accounts of the past, piecing together the events that led to the hotel's dark legacy. The combination of historical inquiry and paranormal investigation ensures that the story of the Congress Plaza Hotel remains a living, evolving narrative. The hotel's significance extends beyond its own history, influencing broader discussions about architecture, urban development, and the human fascination with the unknown. The Congress Plaza Hotel serves as a poignant reminder of the fragility of life and the depths of human emotion. The tragic loss of lives and the unresolved mysteries associated with the hotel resonate through time. Their spirits believed by many to remain trapped within the walls of the establishment they once called home. As we reflect on the Congress Plaza Hotel's remarkable journey, we see an institution that transcends its physical presence. It stands as a monument to an era of architectural grandeur and the enduring quest for answers. The hotel's ability to embody both historical significance and supernatural mystery ensures that it remains a subject of endless fascination. Whether viewed as a site of tragic history, a haunted location, or a symbol of unresolved mysteries, the Congress Plaza Hotel continues to captivate the imagination, its legacy echoing through the shadows of its storied halls. The Congress Plaza Hotel's commitment to preserving its legacy is evident in the continued efforts to document and share its ghost stories. Books, documentaries, and online platforms serve as repositories of the hotel's ghost lore, preserving the tales for future generations and allowing them to engage with the institution's haunted history in new and innovative ways. These preservation efforts ensure that the Congress Plaza Hotel's ghost stories remain a vital and integral part of its overall legacy, contributing to its status as one of the most haunted places in the United States. In addition to media portrayals, the hotel has become a central figure in local folklore, with stories passed down through generations. These oral histories, often embellished with each retelling, add layers of richness to the hotel's haunted reputation. The collective memory of Chicago's residents, intertwined with the tragic events of the past, creates a cultural tapestry that both honors the victims and perpetuates the legends of the hotel's restless spirits. The psychological impact of the Congress Plaza Hotel on its visitors cannot be understated. The fear and anticipation of encountering something supernatural can heighten one's senses, making the experience more intense and memorable. This emotional engagement ensures that the haunting legends of the hotel continue to thrive as each new visitor adds their own narrative to the ongoing story. The hotel's architecture also plays a significant role in its haunted reputation. The grand design, with its ornate details, soaring ceilings, and expansive halls, creates an atmosphere of grandeur and mystery. The layout of the Congress Plaza Hotel, with its many rooms and hidden corners, provides ample opportunities for shadows to linger and sounds to echo, enhancing the eerie ambiance that visitors experience. The interplay of light and darkness, coupled with the hotel's historical weight, creates an environment where the supernatural seems all the more plausible. Moreover, the hotel's continuous presence in the city of Chicago serves as a constant reminder of the past. Its silhouette against the night sky evokes both fascination and fear, a symbol of a history that refuses to be forgotten. The Congress Plaza Hotel's enduring legacy is a testament to the human desire to find meaning and connection, even in the face of tragedy and loss. In conclusion, the Congress Plaza Hotel stands as a testament to the enduring power of stories and the human fascination with the unknown. Its history is rich with tales of compassion and cruelty, hope and despair, reality and the supernatural. The haunted legends that surround it add a layer of depth and mystery, making the Congress Plaza Hotel not just an architectural marvel or a historical institution, but a living relic of the past. As long as there are stories to be told and mysteries to be unraveled, the Congress Plaza Hotel will continue to echo with the whispers of the past, forever a symbol of history and the supernatural intertwined.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.